It was about that time. We were in a library in Phoenix, and I spotted a book on a shelf entitled Seth Speaks, S-E-T-H. And I thought, I wonder what that is. I took the book down, and as I started reading it, my hairs were standing on end again. Those massive thrill bumps were there again, and I thought, here we go again. Now, Esther didn't want to hear about that either. She said that she sensed that it was some sort of weird book. You see, Jane Roberts, the author, she and her husband Robert Butts, she would go into a sort of a trance and allow Seth, a non-physical personality, to speak through her, and they wrote these Seth books. So rather than disturb Esther, I'd get up in the mornings while she was still asleep, and I would read. But then now I started telling Esther about the principles I was learning from the book, and she'd say, well, that's really good. You see, it was the process of a physical being in contact with non-physical beings that was frightening her. So I started using what I was learning in my life, and Esther started getting more excited and more interested. You see, her change in attitude came about as she became aware that through her personal experience, it all felt good, whereas her fears before were not from her personal experience, but they were from what she had been led to believe by what others believed, from what they had been in turn led to believe, and so on. I've always believed in judging the tree by the fruits of it. And so everything that I look at how do I feel about it? And there was so much of it that just felt right for me. So it didn't make any difference where it came from or how it was presented. And the fact that it was something that I found of value that I could use and that I could pass on to other people that I believed that they could use, I was excited. Esther had once asked me what I'd learned from those experiences with the Ouija board. And I told her, I learned that there was an intelligence out there that was wanting and willing to communicate with us. And that some appeared to be as dumb as the dumbest of us, and some as bright or brighter than the brightest of us. And that although I didn't really understand it, I did accept the experience as valid because it had happened to me.